under the starry sky of the desert. From the very heart of evergreen forests. With the radiance of silver-colored sand. In the midst of proud mountains. Closer. Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Today we want to go to an exciting trip. Right now I'm in Dasht-e Arjan, which is a beautiful plain in Fars province. I want to familiarize you with the Qashqai nomads. Though Qashqai nomads are a conglomeration of clans with different ethnic origins, Qashqais are mostly of Turkic origin and almost all of them speak a dialect called Oghuz Turkic. The word Qashqai has been taken from the Turkic word of Qashqa, which means a horse with white forehead. The Qashqai nomads' main place of living is in Fars province. However, there are Qashqais who live in other provinces as well because of vastness of lands and territories. Right now I'm standing by a giant black tent. Just beside this tent, there are different kinds of animals like goats, sheep, all in an enclosed area. Oh God, what a cute little lamb. I think you have played very much and got away from the cattle. Let me take this lamb to the cattle before they are far away. Speaking of Qashqai nomads, all the house chores are done by women. Women every morning collect firewood and then take their mashk, which is a traditional water-carrying bag usually made of waterproof goat skin, to a nearby river or spring to fill them with water and then come back to their tent. They also grind wheat and rice in wooden mortars. They whisper their special song when doing this job, which is called rice grinding song. These indefatigable women prepare paste out of the flour and then bake their own bread. Now the scent of freshly baked bread has filled the air. I'm feeling hungry. Let me take a bite of the bread. It's delicious. Great indeed. If you think the house chores are over and the Qashqai women can take a rest now, you're totally wrong. Now they have to milk the sheep and prepare butter, yogurt, cask, whey, and diverse extracts of milk called sarshir. I'm now sitting by a Qashqai lady. Her name is Khanum Ghaz. First, she pours the yogurt into mashk. This skin bag is hanging from a wooden tripod. Khanum Ghaz shakes the mashk with one hand rigorously until butter and doogh are obtained from the milk. At the same time, she moves her baby's cradle with another hand and sings a lullaby. One of the other jobs Qashqai women do is weaving gabbe. Gabbe is a kind of beautiful, thick and coarse woven carpet. Qashqai gabbes are made of wool, and the designs are inspired by their everyday life. I'm invited to a Qashqai wedding ceremony. Qashqais are jolly type of people, and the bride is wearing a really beautiful gown made of red lace. The groom is also riding a beautiful brown horse and shoots in the air with his gun as a sign of his wedding. I wished you had a chance of taking a close look at the Qashqai way of living. Until next time, goodbye!
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.